Hey guys, welcome to the Pod Bites podcast, where we take big ideas and condense them into small bites of wisdom that you can apply to your day immediately. Today's inspiration comes from an episode of the How To podcast hosted by Charles Duhigg. The episode is called How to Talk to Strangers, and there is a link to that episode in the show notes if you want to do a deep dive. Today we're having a discussion about how to navigate the world as an introvert. This topic is particularly close to my heart as an introvert who misses the definition of a hermit by a technicality. But don't stop listening if you're an extrovert. This topic may provide insight into a loved one, a friend, an employee, a boss, or someone else in your life, so stick around. Introversion is about a preference for environments with less input. An introvert will enjoy a quiet, focused working environment and a pretty empty social calendar. Not to say that they can't or don't enjoy being around people, it's more that being around a lot of stimulus or environmental inputs are outside their comfort zones and draining to them. On the other side, extroverts who thrive on environments with a lot of input and being around others is exactly their comfort zone, so they feel really good and energetic after a social engagement. Everyone is somewhere on the scale between introvert and extrovert, and I also want to point out that both types of people can be shy. Shyness is simply the fear of social judgment, which affects many people, not just introverts. I don't know if you have felt this or not, but my belief is that society typically portrays introversion as less desirable than extroversion, and as a result, introverts are constantly being told how to change themselves or mimic the preferred extroverted characteristics. The guest on Charles Duhigg podcast is an introvert and told a story about how she made the choice to be a Wall Street lawyer specifically to hide or overcome the fact that she was an introvert. As you can imagine, that didn't last long, and she soon found her way back to writing, which was her true passion. So instead of looking at ways to hide or mask the introversion, let's look at some way that introverts can bring their skills and passions into social situations. The social situation most extroverts dread is the party. It could be a birthday party, a work event, a spouse's work event, or anything where there's a bunch of people attending, and it's because we have to make small talk. There is nothing more annoying than the obligatory, "Hello, how are you?" "I'm fine, thank you, and you?" But let me tell you a secret. Not liking small talk is a trait shared by introverts and extroverts alike. We all know that it's not genuine connection. We are looking to get into something deeper to be able to get to know one another, but we do need a starting point. And here's where the introvert can shine. Introverts tend to be observant and interested in others. We love the deep stuff and shy away from the superficial, so we are perfectly poised to steer the conversation. Try having a list of questions, maybe 3 to 5, that you write down before an important event. Sculpt them around your interests and refrain from taboo topics like drugs, alcohol, politics, or religion. For example, I've noticed the grocery store shelves are getting more stocked. Are you and your family able to find what you need? Or, I learned something really interesting this week when listening to a podcast. Did you know that Canadians say sorry so much that a law was passed in 2009 declaring that an apology cannot be used as evidence of admission to guilt in Canada? What's something interesting you learned this week? Warning, introverts can fall back on question asking really easily and forget to return that conversation ball. Remember, conversations go both ways, so try and stick with the other person. Too many questions in a row can come off like an interview or an interrogation. When in doubt, assume the role of the host. Be kind and gracious and attempt to connect where you can. Another social situation many introverts struggle with is the workplace, especially if they are in a place of leadership. The newest trends at the moment encourage open workspaces, with people coming and going willy-nilly or renting a small desk in a big room with no partitions or dividers. Absolute nightmare. Another uncomfortable expectation for leaders is the open door policy, where anyone who needs anything can just come and interrupt and you're expected to make time for them. In general, introverts thrive on routine, planning, and scheduling. Blocking time throughout the day and having an uninterruptive, creative, or productive time is highly beneficial. Here are some ways to navigate the situation as an introvert. Schedule time with coworkers when possible. It doesn't have to be more than 5 minutes if done consistently, and push it toward the beginning of the day. In this way, you're still time blocking, and doing it in the morning reduces the anticipation or anxiety that many feel around having these meetings. During the meeting, use your strengths, the ability to read body language and what you know about the other person to gauge their mood and how they're doing. do a quick check-in and ask how you can help them or support them. Make sure to also open up and share details of your life. It doesn't have to be anything intensely personal, just be conscious of exuding warmth and a genuine concern for the other person in the room. When it's done, schedule some refresh time and do something that restores your energy. If that still seems like a lot, consider this story from the previous CEO of Campbell Soup. He was also an introvert, and rather than roaming the halls interacting with employees, he would stay in his office and write heartfelt and personal thank you notes by hand to employees. These notes were treasured by all who received them and resulted in a highly motivated and engaged workforce with minimal face-to-face interaction. Another tip is to spend time considering the viewpoint of others. People in general tend to project their own viewpoint onto others around them and then interpret situations through that lens. So if you feel uncomfortable and uneasy with work interruptions, you may assume others feel that way as well, which is not always the case. It's okay to get out of your comfort zone, and if you're not sure what others prefer, ask. Each of us have unique gifts and talents that we bring wherever we go. So instead of trying to change who you are or mimicking an extrovert, ask yourself, what are the gifts I inherently bring to this situation, and double down on those. Find ways of leading that are comfortable to you. Something interesting I learned from this podcast is that introverts are often effective leaders because they enjoy exchanging ideas and helping others fulfill their potential, which means they're less likely to get involved with politics, power plays, or other behavior seen in poor leadership. What's something interesting that you learned? Let me know by sending an email to podcast@pod-bytes.com. That's podcast@pod-bytes.com. You can also let us know if there are any other topics or podcasts that we should review. If you like this content, please give us a 5-star rating and review us on whatever platform you're listening with. Also, if you have a friend who could benefit from this information, pass it along. We would love to meet someone new. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk with you next time.